this episode of Report This Post.
Hello to all of our beautiful and handsome patrons. Welcome to the latest bonus episode of Report This Post. My name is Geiger, and that is Christian.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen of YouTube, Boogie 29888, coming at you live once again through the power of the internet.
We're your hosts. Boy, oh boy. I'm still glad I never got into YouTube. And I understand it's how almost everyone under the age of 35 just watches anything now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like TV. Yeah.
Yeah. There was someone at my work recently. She let everyone know we were having a nice catered lunch. And bringing up movies, she said she has not watched a movie since 2019. Just hasn't. In theaters, out of theaters, whatever. Says, I just put YouTube on the TV. And, yowza. That's a lot. I watch my little shows on YouTube. Whew, can't relate.
Yeah, I mean, I do. There's certain things that I watch. I do watch on YouTube. I'll watch some certain channels and stuff. But I don't like, that's not a thing where I'm like looking forward to, like, oh, it's a Thursday. It means so and so is gonna post. Like,
yeah. I mean, I guess it's no different than fucking podcasts that I've been listening to for 50 years.
Yeah, I think it's just kind of like the new thing. It's the new thing you put on in the background. You let it roll.
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely grown. Over the last 20 years. Holy shit, it's been around for 20 years. I mean, it really, it's become this whole thing, and people make money off of it, make livings off of it. It's
must be nice.
Pretty wild.
Yep, I get it. Like, it's the kind of stuff where I'm like, as a kid, I knew I would have been completely obsessed to a horrifying degree. So, yep, my kids will be there one day soon as well. Looking forward to that.
They're not obsessed with.
Well, there's some of them are, but yeah, you whip the belt out every now and then, you straighten them out. Gotta do what you gotta do, huh? Parenting's tough in the 90s.
Well, good thing we have the Connors. We have Dan and Roseanne. We can look up to.
My first lady and president, Madam President, whatever. What the fuck ever. We'll talk more about that during the election, which will be taking place for the next 9 months, I believe. So, sweet. But hey, speaking of parenting,
sure,
that pretty amazing thing happened this past weekend. My young son, 4 years old, he got very obsessed with the idea of going bowling.
Okay.
So, don't know how that happened, but several days leading up to the weekend, he just kept on like going bowling. So, fuck it, let's go bowling. Took the fam, the four of us. First of all, $75 for two hours.
It's very expensive to go bowling. I don't remember it ever being that expensive. Like shoes were like a couple bucks. The lane was a couple bucks. But now what is like $20 to rent the damn lane?
Yeah. For 2 hours. Yep. Yeah. Get some friggin' chicken tenders and some fries.
Sure.
A couple briskies for the old man, of course. And we're well into the hundreds at this point to go fucking bowling. My gosh. But, of course, my son was bored probably six frames into our 2 hours. Like, nah, I'm done. So he sauntered off. Little arcade there, which helps a little bit.
Sure.
That's another $15 right there. Just tokens or whatever. What was fascinating about this thing was that there was a lane next to us. It was, well, I guess it was two lanes technically. You had a dad on one, and the one sharing his the ball return with him was three boys. I'm guessing it looked like two of his kids and maybe a friend or something like that. And the dad was a bowling guy. Had the ball bag, the glove, the whole bit. He was fucking launching them marbles down the lane, you know? Fucking going off. And while the kids were so clearly, his kids were so clearly over the idea of spending several hours on a Saturday bowling with this guy.
The old man just, yeah.
Yeah. But so I was sitting down watching, hanging back, watching the activities, watching my kids bowl, and then looked over at him. I see he rolled the stone, and he had a he was left with a 7-10
Tough.
split. And I was like, well, that'd be cool if he got this. And then the next turn, he rolled the ball down, and he fucking got a 7-10 split, and he freaked out. And he went to his kids, was like, oh my God, you see that? They're like, huh? Like, I just made like the rarest thing in bowling. Like, okay. Did not give a shit. Probably like, you know, 5, 7, and 8 years old, maybe these kids. So gets a fucking 7-10 split. I watched with my own goddamn eyes. So I actually felt bad. I was like, hey, buddy. And I was like, in the old dap, I said, I saw it. That was awesome. And you could tell he was so happy that anyone besides these fucking kids got to see a fucking miracle. And it literally is, because it's one of those things you've always heard about, a 7-10 split. I didn't know much about the history of it, but I looked it up. Do you know how many times the 7-10 splits happened on in professional bowling, in professional televised bowling?
Seven times.
4 times
God damn, okay.
since
I overshot.
1980. Like 45 years, it's happened 4 times. So I was like, damn, I guess it really was special. And this guy, no one gave a shit. Oh man, felt bad. But I'm sh and by the way, that he's going to tell that story for the rest of
Sure.
his kids' lives. So they will never not hear about that. Every time they go bowling, gonna mention me. I'm gonna every time he tells a story, I'm gonna become even more and more outrageously excited for him in the story. He's like, yeah, me and this guy were fucking hugging, we were fist bump. Oh my God, we were running around. He picked me up, carried me around on his shoulders. It was awesome.
Okay, all right. Calm down.
Like, okay. So yeah, that was fun. Got to see that. Can check that off the list, I guess.
You
Something I
know,
never expected to see.
getting kids in, well, oh, I was talking about having going
No.
bowling with your kids
No,
again.
I don't care about that.
Yeah, well, I was in a bowling league for about 8 years growing up.
Really?
Yes. So through middle school into high school, I was on a Saturday bowling league. I was pretty good. I mean, you chuck those things every Saturday for 8 years, you get pretty good at it. But at this point, it's probably my least favorite thing to do because I did it so much as a kid, and absolutely hate bowling now. Get the idea of it. It's
Yeah.
boring.
That's
So
also why I hate sucking dick.
you did so much of it when you were a kid. That's not good. That's not a good analogy. That's not, well, I don't like that.
Sound off below if you thought that was fun, folks. So anyway, you don't like it anymore.
It's just, it's not, it wouldn't be my first choice. So I'm with the boy there. You know what? Sounds cool, but when you get there, you say, ah, but I'll tell you what, there is something special about drinking at a bowling alley because they really do make it seem like you can't tell what time of day it is in there. It's just,
Yeah,
it's
it
like
was
the
like.
movie theater. It's like you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it was like raining a lot outside. Inside,
Right.
it's just fucking action.
And that is where the action's at. That's
Yeah.
right.
It's a hell of a time. I'm good. I got my bowling out of my way for the next 2 years at least, so I don't need to go
Until
back.
just one day you're like, you know what? Try it out.
I hate $100. Let me get rid of it.
Or 20 years from now and you get deeply into like league play. That would be
well,
cool.
That unfortunately is more than likely going to happen. That or billiards or something.
Oh yeah, getting your own bag with
God damn
either
it.
The cue or the damn ball. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see billiards. It's I do like a game of pool. Maybe I could be like or get into like what, fucking snooker or some shit?
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of snooker leagues around here. Get the fuck out of here.
Someone's got to open up a snooker only lanes.
That's gonna be so. It was shuffleboard, then pickleball. The next big thing is gonna be snooker. That's what they're gonna gentrify the rest of this neighborhood with.
Ugh, pickleball. We gotta get out on the court sometime, huh?
I don't know about all that. Hey, I'll tell you what we should do is read some goddamn posts.
That's now that is an idea that never goes out of style.
Yeah, that's right. Bubule393 posted this to R off my chest. Ever since I was about 13 or 14 and learned about masturbation and anal stimulation, I've been sticking shampoo bottles up my ass. It all started when I was very horny back then and was taking a shower in my parents' shower and decided to see if I could stick a shampoo bottle up my ass. And it worked. And since then, I have not stopped. So basically, for the last 15 plus years of my life, whenever I take a shower in my parents' house that I live in with them, I stick a shampoo bottle up my asshole, get my dick rock hard, then jack off my dick, and at the same time sliding the shampoo bottle in and out of my asshole until I come. Granted, it's one hell of an orgasm I receive from this, and I come a lot when doing this, but my butthole is starting to pay the price now for it for over the last 6 months. My butthole has now become so stretched out from shampoo bottling my asshole that whenever I have to take a poop and push just slightly, the poop comes right out of my ass, and I've probably shit myself who knows how many times, and it's just taken a toll on me physically and mentally, and I think I finally come to the decision of calling it all quits on all of this. And the too long didn't read for this one is, don't shampoo bottle your asshole while masturbating in your parents' shower from the age of 13 to 31.
Yep. Okay, noted.
Okay, well, missed, dodged a bullet there.
Yeah, pretty good advice in general, and very interesting to see. So he would, so let's get this straight. He would stick a shampoo bottle up his asshole, yeah. then he would get his dick rock hard and then jack off his dick.
Now,
until
hold on, you're telling. Now, hold on a second here. You're telling me? Yeah, it seems to be the thing. And as he was jacking off, he was also he was also shampoo bottling, as he puts it, his asshole.
Yeah. Okay.
Wouldn't be my first idea to do what to do in the shower. Normally, when I'm in the shower, I wash my body and then get out because I hate being in there. So,
yeah, not first thought with the shampoo. Usually, that goes in the hair, not in the asshole. So, I think that is the consumer recommendation.
More like rectum mended, right? For this guy,
rectumation.
Rectimation proclamation. That's right. For this guy, 13 to 31, so we're talking about 18 years, just completely destroying his little pink asshole.
Yeah,
a shampoo bottle is not, I mean, the diameter on that, we're probably talking what? 5 inches?
I sure. No idea.
I'm going to use this shit. I'm not gay.
Yeah.
I'm not gay. I don't wash my damn hair.
18 years. Oh, this dilated boy pussy can vote now. That's impressive. Yeah.
Thankfully, he, you know what, and still living at home, taking care of mom and dad.
Well, Well, yeah, he can't leave now. Not after what they've given him.
What am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to buy my own shampoo to put up my own asshole?
Meanwhile, mom's like, I don't know what's... Every shampoo I buy just smells like shit. It always smells awful in that shower. To my pick up that bottle, it just... Everything stinks. Yeah.
Like 20, they have plumbers coming over and being like, it smells like shit in here. And the guy's like, I don't know. I don't know. Pipes are fine.
That's a funny plumber. It's like, ew, it smells like shit. Like, all right, come on, buddy. God, this is not what I signed up for.
I was like, freaking shit in here.
Yeah. Hey, you guys. These are disgusting. I smell shit everywhere. What do you expect me to do with this? The sensitive plumber.
Sounds like an SNL from like the mid-90s sketch.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see Will Ferrell doing that.
Sure, or Dana Carvey doing like a gay guy voice. Sure.
Oh, come on. Not in the 90s.
Yeah.
Not every other character. Certainly not. Hey, this one's from Reddit. So I got banned from R Nutrients for asking about this. I guess it's kind of taboo. Just wondering if anyone here has any experience with insufflating dried semen. I'm 5'9", 132 pounds, trying to work out, but my stamina is low. I was discussing peptides and steroids with my uncle, but I want to be as natty as possible. He suggested snorting dried cum, and obviously I was grossed out at first. I thought he was joking, but then he showed me some people online saying it raises T levels and also gives a bit of a mood boost. So I've been saving up my cum each week and use a frying pan on low heat to reduce it down to a powder. That is what I was told works best. I've been doing a line about 20 milligrams every morning. Takes about half an hour to kick in, and I swear I have more energy and endurance. I could do 40 to 50 reps at once now. Before, it was 20 to 30. Sometimes I indulge in an extra bump in the evening just to perk myself up when I'm feeling drained, but I have to refrain from doing too much because, obviously, I can only produce so much. Thought I was about asking my uncle to save some for me, but that feels gay. I wonder if there are any alternatives to raise my T. I still want the body load and head high that I'm getting now. Christian, what are your suggestions?
I would say protein powder is about $15 a pound. It usually comes in about 2 pound bottle, but yeah, big bottle. It's about $30. You can get about 2 to 3 weeks worth of protein powder. I would say do that. I would say do anything other than snorting dried semen.
This guy's got plenty of pounds, it sounds like. Pounding his beefy dick, getting cum out of it. And boy, just coming into a jar, dumping it into your frying pan.
Yeah,
at some point, where do you stop and say, what am I doing with my life?
I'm trying to think, how do you... I mean, you really have to really be cooking it for a long time to get it into a powdered form. Because when low heat, oh man, that's tough, man. Or you know what? Get a dehydrator, fella. Save yourself the trouble. Less cleanup. You can just jack off right on some wax paper and dry it out and snork it up that way. Have a nice little time.
Or just bottoms up right down the hatch, right from the tap. Squirt right down your dang old thirsty little gullet. Couldn't hurt.
There's been a couple of things. There's some pseudoscience stuff about guys saying if you eat your own cum, it'll up your T. And it's like, yeah. People, you can just, if you want to eat your own cum, just eat it. Like, you don't have to make up a story about it. Like, You can just do it and not post about it. That would be my two suggestions to you. So,
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, that's very hard for a lot of people to understand.
just gotta, I gotta snort my cum.
When Nature Calls. That's what that Ace Ventura film was about.
Yeah, snorting cum. There's probably something about that in one of those movies, I'm sure. I haven't seen them in a while. So supposedly they're canceled. So
Oh, okay.
Ace Ventura canceled.
I mean, probably, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I would say. Yeah.
Believe literally, yes.
Well, this next one comes from Geiger Nye's very own neighborhood Facebook group, where a guy named AJ posted a photo of a tortoise shell, just the shell, no tortoise, and added this. In 2020, my childhood pet tortoise Roxy had laid her last clutch of eggs. A group of crows attacked her as she dug her nest, causing injuries that unfortunately led to her demise. R.I.P. Roxy, I love you. Out of that last clutch of eggs, there were only three that we were able to save and incubate, two of which hatched later that year. We named the two babies a mixture of their parents' names in honor of Roxy and her long-term boyfriend Dino, both my childhood pets. The babies were named Detox and Dixie. R.I.P. I love you. And they were growing happy and healthy, and on one winter night at the end of 2021, rats attacked. This is all that is left of poor Dixie, photographed sitting on my freshly cracked open floor where my foundation is being washed away. Both of these stories are interchangeable. The city's negligible waterline replacement, when they also incidentally removed the 3/4-inch curb that was in front of my house, caused a surge of rats in the neighborhood. I've mourned the loss of my beloved pets, and now I'm fighting to have the city fix my foundation of my home due to their negligence. Otherwise, we'll be forced to move from our home due to not being able to foot the bill for the costly repairs the city of Tampa has caused. Mayor Jane Castor, the city must fix their mistakes. And a guy named Daniel commented, "Very confusing story. Sorry for your loss." Say,
Yeah.
I agree. Kind of seems like three completely separate things happening there.
Yeah. Childhood. Yeah, having a childhood pet tortoise. Good idea, though, because that thing's going to live for a long time,
Sure.
most
Unless
likely.
it's attacked by crows. Poor Roxy.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense, I guess.
Sure. Yeah, why not? Sure.
What's the cracked open floor?
And then the sea of rats.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, that's cool. I've seen our mayor in our local Publix a couple times.
I have as well. It's hard to miss her. She's
Yeah.
about 8.5 feet tall.
Big tall lesbian lady, former police officer or some shit,
I think so. Yeah.
sheriff or no, not sheriff, just the head of police. I don't know.
The
Couldn't even
chief,
imagine what the difference is between
commissioner.
those
She was the
two.
commissioner.
Commish, they called her.
And in her the movie about her life, she's going to be played by Michael Chiklis.
She is 13 inches taller than Michael Chiklis. So that's fascinating. I could see her running for freaking governor or some
Oh,
horseshit one day.
I can only imagine. Yeah,
Love
sure.
to see her and DeSantis, DeSanctimonious
I'd love to see him have a dunk contest.
go at it. Again, she is 16 inches taller than old Ron, too. Big gal. But she loves our local Publix. Like a normal regular person. Or like many of the many awful people that are in that Publix every fucking
And you love following her home and sitting in
day.
your driveway, sitting in your driveway.
Well, she is a woman in public, so yes, I do. Great. Kieran Fatima Opal, a free Palestine anti-colonialist, etc. person over there on Twitter posted this. If you're a leftist, you need to be working out 4 to 5 days a week and learning self-defense, along with organizing with neighbors and in your local community for defense, food sovereignty, and community defense. There's no excuse not to do something to strengthen your body daily. The time for nihilism, self-pity, and excuses is over. We are living in a fascist country. Whichever country you're living in the West, our vulnerable neighbors and people who are at the global South, like in Palestine, need us to step up. This went on for a few more tweets, giving some advice, some guides for working out. Here are some responses. Death Angel said, "Truly wild how y'all throw disabled people under the bus as lazy and regurgitate the same bootstraps talking points as the right." Nikki Tupan said, "Hey, quick question. Is ableism a key trait of the Western left? Because this whole post is giving a huge lack of intersectionality." M said, "Amazing how you call yourself a leftist, but this whole thread absolutely stinks of conservative bootstrap ideology." Christina said, "So disabled people, not welcome? I am disabled and unable to, quote, strengthen my body daily. I guess you wouldn't want me in my wheelchair at your fancy pants protests anyway." And a lady named Emily Johnson said, "Four of the main conditions of long COVID, which 25 to 50% of the population has now, depending on where folks live, cause exercise intolerance, exercise-induced anaphylaxis, and developmental genetic energy processing disabilities where folks are not to exercise as it is dangerous." And so on and so forth. Lots of folks who are dying for a revolution, but kind of just want to hang out while it's happening, I guess.
There seems to be a big, that's the thing, is that some people don't want to do anything, and that's fine. And then some people like to be active, but they also want to somehow politicize it. And mm-hmm. I personally think that is very stupid. So,
yeah, it really, you don't even have to, you probably shouldn't even care about fascism to just do exercise. Seems like that seems like one of those things you're just supposed to do in general. And even if you're quote unquote disabled.
I don't know if you remember, it was big when after Trump got elected that people were like, I'm putting together a workout plan on how to like be a better, like this way you can carry your friends if you go to a rally and they get maced or whatever. It's like, give me a fucking break, dude.
Yeah. And instead, a lot of them just decided, I guess I'll just keep posting.
Yeah. They said, I'm going to go to the gym for 2 weeks and then realize that, oh, this is hard. I'm just going to post about it instead. So, cheers, mate.
Yeah, good luck. Even this Emily lady, or Christina, was like, "You don't want me in my wheelchair at your protests." And like, I looked at her, every single picture she's like standing or walking around or whatever. It's like, you just like, have like a wheelchair for fun.
You know, I think you remember the Burger King Kids Club. There was a bunch of different kids, and I feel we need to bring that back. I feel like that could really fix some rifts we have within our own leftist spheres here. If everybody just took a look at those kids led by the legendary Kid Vid.
The original woke horseshit, because every single member of that Burger King Kids, it used to be a funny joke in like the 80s and 90s that like every cartoon would, you'd have a black guy, you had the Asian girl, wheelchair kid.
Yeah.
Now it's every freaking commercial nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Now they're freaking getting married to each other on my damn Chevy Volt commercial or whatever. Yeah. Oh, and yes, and of course the wheelchair kid from Burger King, his name was Wheels. So.
Yeah. Well, that was the, they did let us have some fun with it back then. Yes, the yellow Power Ranger was Asian, the black Power Ranger was black.
Black, sure.
So we were like, "Look, we'll give you your freaking wokeness, but we're gonna have a little fun for the white guys out there.
Look, have a little wink, wink, nudge for everybody. Cool. Oh, you can still buy good. You can still buy Burger King Kids Club shirts from the official Burger King store. Terrific.
That makes me very happy.
Here's something that might make you a little sad, though. There's some sad news for an old friend of the show coming to us from Arizona news station KVOA.
Okay.
Rachel Dolezal, who now goes by Nichi Diallo, has lost her job with the Catalina Foothills School District. Dolezal was teaching kids as an after-school instructor. Dolezal was under fire in 2014, accused of misidentifying herself as Black while serving as the head of the NAACP in Spokane, Washington, before resigning amid the backlash. She was a prominent civil rights leader and an African studies professor in Washington State, accused of pretending to be Black for personal gain. Diallo has a public social media page where she has linked an OnlyFans page that appears to be operated by her. Julie Faberic, the district's director of alumni and community relations, said this on Wednesday. "We only learned of Ms. Diallo's OnlyFans social media posts yesterday afternoon. Her posts are contrary to our district's use of social media by district employees policy and our staff ethics policy. She is no longer employed by the Catalina Foothills School District. Some explicit photos are being shared on their platforms, such as Reddit. It is unclear if the photos were shared by Diallo or if they were placed there by someone else." So. Poor Rachel Dolezal. She's lost the thread.
Yep. I did it once again, took down one of the most powerful Black women in America. Unbelievable. Yeah, so I looked up these nudes and just full balls to the wall, everything's being showed there.
Oh, is it?
Lips spread, the whole bit.
Oh my goodness.
Did not expect that, I gotta say, as I'm watching Christian highlight the name and the document.
Hold on, I gotta get in here.
You gotta do some research for your job. I get it. That's fine.
Okay.
Unexpected. But I remember like a year or 2 years ago, she was like, oh, she was doing like foot stuff or something.
Mm-hmm. And now she's just full out. It's a slippery slope, it seems.
Yeah, showing her asshole. Big juicy Black ass is on display now.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
It's all pink on the inside.
Of all the people to get, I mean, for all the reasons for her to get fired, it's like, oh, you're the lady that pretend to be Black. Okay, well, we'll hire you. Oh, but you're showing your asshole and pussy online. Well, that's
pretty openly, though. It's not hard to find at all. Seemed like I don't know when she was hired, but should be pretty easy to find.
These are like,
well, I guess when you just search
these are the
name, so many other things come up first. So
I guess that's
wow.
True. She's like, okay, well, I'm going to be safe. I got to say, like, these are like vulgar. They're like not even like, you know what I mean? It's just
they're
like,
not really
they're
sexy.
It's just like, here's my, it's just like, here is my asshole. It's like, yeah.
Yep. That. Didn't expect the fake tits, by the way. That wouldn't. Curveball on that one. Not, I would have lost money on that bet. Anyway, one more. Folks, this one is found on 4chan on the tabletop gaming forum. I'm going to make a dungeon with my 6-year-old son. He likes the wizard mini that looks like Gandalf because this is his favorite character after reading him The Hobbit. I just started Fellowship of the Ring with him this week. And Anon responded, "You mean your wife's son?" Twitch DLP said, "No, I mean the kid that grew from the sperm I directly planted into my wife's womb in missionary position, cradling her head firmly in my arms and unbroken eye contact between us. If you spent more time in creating good for the world instead of attempting to corrupt what is true, you too could possibly bear similar fruits. I hope you do find whatever it is that makes you happy in life, and I wish you the best.
Damn.
What? Fun times over there, unfortunately.
The fact that some guy that's been on 4chan long enough that he has a 6-year-old son, that's rough, man. And also, why are you proud of the fact that you were doing it missionary with your wife? Like, that's kind of weird. Like, yeah, I was locking eyes. Oh, why? No, don't do that.
Don't look at the person you're fucking.
When I'm having sex, my eyes are just squinting. They're just tight.
Yeah, your ears are plugged.
I got my nose plugged. Yeah.
Well, that's just because of the freaking smell. Yeah.
Yeah, do you have a guy with a big cartoon nose pin on the clothespin on his nose going to eat pussy? He's like,
nope. Wish me luck.
His whole face is green.
Good night, everybody.